Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the fifth week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, God is Love.
The Gospel according to John. If the world hates you, remember that it hated me before you. If you belonged to the world would love you as its own. But because you do not belong to the world, because my choice withdrew you from the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the words I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you too. If they kept my word, they will keep yours as well. But it will be on my account that they will do all this, because they do not know the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. There seems to be so much hate in the world right now. Everyone is angry at someone. The wars between Russia and Ukraine, between Israel and Palestine, the attacks still taking place in Africa and the Middle East, drug wars all over the world, peaceful protests turning into riots. No one willing to compromise to seek peace, to actually listen to each other. Both sides of opposite situations thinking they are right and the other is wrong. And Jesus reminding us in today's gospel that hate has always existed. That the world hates you, remember that it hated me before you. But the gospel is the good news, right? Where is the good news? And hearing that we are the followers of Jesus Christ, in hearing that we will be hated and prosecuted, where is the good news? The good news is there, throughout the reading. We do not belong to the world. Christ's choice withdrew us from the world. We are called to love, not to hate. Understand that the life given us through the Father is different from the existing world. It's the life of the Spirit. And Jesus reminds us that these revelations can only come through the Word. If they kept my Word, they will keep yours as well. But it will be on my account that they will do this, because they do not know the one who sent me. Jesus is reminding us that he is the way to the Father, that by knowing him, the world will come to know the Father, the true spiritual life. But there is that short phrase tucked in there. If they kept my word, they will keep yours as well. Oh my, what a responsibility. We are sharers in spreading the gospel, in keeping his word alive. They will keep yours as well. Is my word keeping true to the gospel? Am I spreading the truth of his love? Or am I hiding behind self-righteousness and seeing only my side of the conflict? At my father's dissertation, my sister shared a story with us that I had never known about my father. But revealed again his life of unconditional love. My sister and her husband were getting a divorce, and she had come to tell our parents about it. My mother, raised in a Mexican-American Catholic culture, was devastated. She couldn't understand. My sister had to have done something wrong. My mother ranted and raged, but our father looked at my sister and quietly said, "What do you need?" He saw that my sister was in pain too. He saw beyond the issue of right and wrong, beyond the issue of blame. He saw the person, the one who needed love. Our Lord did that in so many gospel stories. He saw the person, not the situation. The Samaritan woman at the well, the woman accused of adultery, the parable of the Good Samaritan, the parable of the prodigal son, just to name a few. His word to us is filled with examples of asking us to see the person, to love them first. Love opens the door to making it possible for non-believers to hear the word and to be drawn out of this world into God's new life. Jesus never promised that following him would be easy. To love our enemies, to show compassion to those who hate us, to forgive when injustice is applied to us. But he reminds us of this, that we are not of this world, that we are called to be more, to be his word to the world, so that they can know the Father and find a world where hate will not win, but where love triumphs over death. For after all, as my own earthly father would often say, God is love.